A piece of South American history is the focus of our GeoQuiz today. We want you to name a historic arena in Argentina's capital, Buenos Aires. It's just a few blocks from the famous Plaza de Mayo. The arena dates back to 1932 when it began as a venue for boxing matches, and it was there in 1944 that Juan Perón met Evita. She was an actress at the time. He was on the fast track to becoming president of Argentina. Both are still revered by many, and the place where they met holds a special place in the nation's heart. This week, the arena hosted the Salon Finals of the World Tango Championships. So, where did Juan Perón meet Evita? We're back with the answer and some tango later in the program. And by the way, we know some of you already know the answer. That includes Joseph from Miami, Florida, Pamela in Braddock Hills, Pennsylvania, and Allison from Louisville, Kentucky. Congratulations and thanks for playing our geo-texting game. If you want to play next time, just text GeoQuiz, one word, to 69866. Finally today, the answer to that question we asked you in today's GeoQuiz. Where did Argentina's legendary power couple, Juan and Eva Perón, first meet in 1944? It was at the Luna Park Arena in downtown Buenos Aires. The Luna Park is now considered a historic venue in Argentina, and earlier this week it hosted the finals in the Salon category of the World Tango Championships. Dancers from all over the globe competed, and for the first time ever, the top five ranking couples in Salon Tango were foreigners. That includes an American pair. Reporter Milena Spitzer went backstage to meet them.
Brian Yuen and Juliana Basmajen anxiously wait to take the stage. They never thought they could make it to the World Tango Championships. In fact, they never even planned on becoming tango dancers.
It really started by accident because I did other types of dance before, break dance and then salsa, and then I ran into tango by accident, and from then I converted after that because it really was the dance for me.
Juliana tells a similar story, and it hasn't been easy for either of them. Juliana says her family wasn't happy when she decided to become a tango dancer.
I'm originally Armenian. I came to the States end of 1998. I'm coming from a very traditional family and culture, so this is against what our culture would normally do. I've gone through a lot of struggles, and now they feel more comfortable about the idea that I'm pursuing tango, and hopefully it will get better with time. This is my passion, and I want to follow my heart.
Brian can relate. His parents came to the U.S. from Vietnam after the Vietnam War. He says being Vietnamese-American comes with certain expectations.
I'm expected to be an engineer or a doctor, but I didn't decide to be any of those. And so, of course, my parents were mad at me for a really long time. Actually, they still are. And I think they're just coming around the corner now that I made it into finals. And they're putting out some words of encouragement. But I can feel that it's still not the path that they wanted for the son. My parents are always thinking, man, he should have been a doctor. But, oh well, I push on because it's my passion.
And here in Buenos Aires, Brian and Juliana's passion is about to be put to the test. The dancers are rushed off to the stage to begin the competition. Salon tango is traditionally danced at milongas, or social tango gatherings. And unlike choreographed stage tango, this competition is all about improvisation. 10 couples take the stage at once, gracefully circulating counterclockwise before a panel of judges. Juliana stands out in her bright red velvet dress, and Brian's slick back hair is reminiscent of tango's 1940s golden age. After 4 rounds of competition, it's finally time for the scores. A Japanese couple comes in 5th place, the Italians in 4th place, and then, in 3rd place,
Juliana Basmayan, Brian Yuen, de la Sursé de San Francisco, Estados Unidos, pareja número 401.
Taking the equivalent of the bronze medal in Salon Tango is a big deal for Brian and Juliana. especially because they were only a hundredth of a point away from a three-way tie with the Colombian and Venezuelan pairs, who went on to compete in a dance-off for first place. Backstage after the competition, Brian says the win changes everything.
Now it feels really good. I mean, now, you know, it's, I think everybody can relate to this. Like, you go through life looking for a way to prove to yourself that you're worth something. And I found that in tango.
And what will they do now? Juliana says it's time to get down to work.
Get ready for the next year, yes, to compete again and dance more and travel more.
But Brian thinks he has a better idea.
Celebrating, absolutely. You see this cup, this third place cup right here? We're going to put some wine in there and maybe some cheese. Wait, wine and cheese, I don't know about that. Anyway, we're going to do that and it's going to be great.
For the world, I'm Milena Spitzer in Buenos Aires, Argentina.
You can see the tango dancers in action, and you'll definitely want to see their fancy footwork. We have video and photos from the World Tango Championships in Buenos Aires. Check out the close-up shots of their feet. That's all at theworld.org. The World's theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Have a great weekend.